Welcome to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English. Intermediate plus listening practice to help improve your English. In today's episode, Andrew and I share 10 tips to improve your English for free. Number one, I would say change your to English. So for example, your computer, your mobile phone, change the settings over to English. You get loads of little phrases that are in English and you just learn how to use, you learn some new words from it. So.
Perfect. Mobile phone, computer.
Mobile phone is a good one, especially if you've got a smartphone.
Yes. Yeah. Or even at the cash machine.
Oh, yeah.
You can pick the English option.
Nice.
Be careful with your money. Okay, number two, I'm going to say, sing along to your favourite English songs. And you hear an English song on the radio, you type it into YouTube, you can put with lyrics, and then in the privacy of your own home, you can have your own karaoke session singing along to your favourite English songs.
I know you do that in Spanish.
So I've got such a beautiful voice.
okay. Number three, I'm going to go with subscribe to an English YouTube channel, following on from your one. There are some great YouTube channels out there which are in just natural English, so you can follow them, watch a new episode every week or so.
Yes, and that would be number four as well. Watching things, English films on the television, you can change the language. And if you're lower level, maybe put the Spanish subtitles or a higher level English subtitles or with no subtitles. Can be difficult. It's maybe not as relaxing as watching in your native language, but it is good fun.
Especially if it's dubbed.
Yes.
Then it's much better to watch without the dubbing.
Exactly.
Okay. Number five. Put post-its around your house on objects with the names in English. So on your table, you've got a little card that says table.
Yes.
Nice little tip.
Yes.
Reminds you every day what the name is of basic things.
Very good.
Might get a bit more interesting if you try and put one on your cat or your dog.
You can try.
I think we need to hurry up a bit. Actually.
Yeah, okay. Number six. One good way for learning vocabulary is a website called memrise.com. M-E-M-R-I-S-E.com. I will put the link in the notes.
Okay.
Go and look at it. It's in English and it's in Spanish and it's excellent as a tool. They've turned learning vocabulary into a game. And it's very good and very well done.
That's good. Another one would be read a free ebook. There is a website, Project Gutenberg, where you can download old ebooks for free, completely free, in different formats.
Yeah, or if you've got an Amazon Kindle, there's a lot of free books.
Some not so good.
Yes, others very good.
True.
It's very good. Okay, what are we on? Number eight.
Yeah.
I'm going to say organise an English book club. So if you have some friends who are more or less the same level of you, you can say, let's read a book this month in English and we'll meet every week or every 2 weeks to talk about it. And it's fun, it's social, and reading is excellent for improving your language ability.
Okay, number nine, I'm going to say write a blog because it gives you a chance to actually use the language. And you can get other people to comment on it as well. You could also even do a video blog as well, so you can speak. Yes. Last one, Bruce, quickly.
Can we get there? Well, it's going to be number... There's our bell. But number 10 is, of course, follow the Badajoz English podcast.
Of course.
We will keep going through 2013. Thanks for your feedback. Please put it on our Facebook page or at our website, www.badajozenglish.com. We're here to help you improve your English next year. If you think we can help in any way, please get in contact, and we will see you in 2013. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English, Intermediate Plus Listening Practice. Go to our website www.badajozenglish.com for more activities, exercises, and things to help improve your English.